our slogans demand more. I think we got reforms out of Governor Cuomo by getting 5% of the vote in 2014. We were talking about a ban on fracking, paid family leave, $15 minimum wage, tuition-free higher education. The first two we got, the second two he talks about, we really haven't got there yet. But I think we made a difference. Like in 2010, we were running on a ban on fracking and when the environmental movement wasn't there yet. After that campaign, that became what everybody had on their petition, and the movement was dogging Cuomo to get a fracking ban for the next 4 years.
So I want to ask you to go over those issues sort of one by one. How New York would be different if the Green Party were in charge? And the first one you mentioned was single-payer health care, right? How would that be financed?
Well, the bill has a progressive tax proposal. It's a progressive payroll tax plus a tax on so-called unearned income, interest, rent, capital gains. And that's where the money would come from. Also, the federal money now going into Medicare and Medicaid would be folded into the single public payer. And it would be less costly to the people of New York than we now pay for the taxes for Medicare and Medicaid, plus premiums, co-pays, deductibles, and those fees for what wasn't covered you pay out of pocket.
Do wealthy people in New York pay enough taxes?
Not the 1%. Their tax bracket since the 70s was cut in half. It was 15% in the 70s. Now the top bracket is 8.82%. And that's that millionaire surcharge that Governor Cuomo is hesitating to extend. And the bottom bracket was doubled from 2% to 4%. We need to go back to a more progressive tax structure. The top 1% in this state, their share of income was 12% of all income in 1980. Today it's 31%. That's $375 billion going to 90,000 taxpayers, $4.5 million income on average each. If they paid 10% more, we'd have $37.5 billion more to put into fixing NYCHA, the MTA, our infrastructure upstate, fully funding the schools, tuition-free college. There are a lot of things that we need. And, yes, they should go back to paying the kind of taxes they used to.
But what about all the arguments made by Governor Cuomo and some others that the rich are going to leave, they're going to go live in Florida, and then we won't get any money from them?
Well, the academic studies, a big one by Stanford last year, said that the rich don't move to get lower top marginal income tax rates. There was another study in 2009 that showed the New Jersey rate, which is more than double the Pennsylvania rate, doesn't have millionaires moving over to Bucks County from New Jersey to get the lower marginal highest rate. And then you get people like Golisano. That's when they talk about going to Florida. He's running around the state complaining about his property taxes. Come on. And
that's right. Tom Golisano, who did run for governor about a decade ago.
Right. And he spent
Rochester business.
He had $90 million, and he couldn't spend it all because he ran out of billboards and advertising time. And he barely got more percentage than we did with a little, you know, what did we raise, $185,000 in 2014. So I don't think his program appealed to the people. And, you know, I just don't have sympathy for extremely rich people complaining about paying their taxes.